Are you trying to say exaggerate game? I'm glad we got that one in.
Yeah.
I meant to say an eggs advertisement. So it'd be an eggs ad gate.
Okay.
Comedy gold.
So we did our pun warm up. We are Heavy Metal Heat Wave, coming at you live from an underground lair, but pre-recorded for you to hear.
Or live.
Pre-recorded.
Now.
Or live.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah, I put down a whole bunch of lines, and you can just hook them up to the computer.
Yeah, you guys just mesh it up.
I'm living. So I'm live.
Going back to the script.
Sorry, run off script for a second.
Strip gate.
You're going to be like recorded drums and things playing around with Mike. Where's that rhythm section?
Yeah. I can't wait for Steve to put a kazoo sound right here. That was great, Steve.
Whoa. Special effects.
You can lead. We're back.
We're back. Go around. It's our first summer podcast. Yeah. I feel like it's been a while.
Been a bit, yeah.
Since the spring one.
Yeah.
Our seasonal installment.
I'm excited because after some of our previous podcasts, our Facebook presence has exploded two or threefold. Up to like 60 people.
I believe we have 72 likers.
And today, last time we had a podcast, we tried the virgin run, the first run of getting a suggestion from the audience, and we had one Facebook response. Today, 1, 2, 3.
Live when we're live.
5, 6. We have 7 responses.
Whoa.
Guys, that's 700% of the responses.
We're doing so good.
So thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Facebook world and Heavy Metal Heatwave fans, for making us feel like we're not just throwing putty at a wall.
That's 10% of our likers are like
engaged. I mean, we are probably going to be bought out by a major search engine soon with that sort of engagement. So the real question is, how are we going to choose? There's 7 of them. Do you want to pick a random number, or should I just read all 7 and pick one of them?
You want to do a number?
Yeah.
Pick it's on number. 3. That's all at the same 3. Time. Same number. All
right.
1.
That's not going to help.
5.
5.
That was
group mine. That was group mine.
All right.
Oh, that's script. Oh, good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5. Number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Is Michelle Cavisto with Boundary.
Ooh.
Boundary. Thank you, Michelle. Wonderful other improviser in the Syracuse Improv Collective. So thanks for supporting your fellow improvisers and giving us the offer of Boundary.
When I was a kid and a teenager, I rarely ever got grounded. It's just something my parents didn't do. It was really weird to compare that to other neighbors, because I'd be at a friend's house and I couldn't play with him because he was grounded. But more when I was in trouble, it was more maybe a temporary 10 minutes like to my room.
Would they call it grounding just for 10 minutes?
Grounding.
Like you're ungrounded now?
Put a timer in?
Well, it only happened probably 3 times in my life. And it was maybe for about 10 minutes. I don't know if it was well behaved. It's just more I get a yelling. You know?
Yelling.
When that pasta's done a boiling, you can come out from grounding.
Yeah.
Is that kind of how it?
Sure. You sit there and you listen to this yelling. You go upstairs and be grounded.
Or spankings. I got those when I was a kid.
I got those.
But there was a point, though, where you're getting older. Obviously, I think a lot of people, if they got spanked, corporal punishment, then you would, it wouldn't hurt so much. Like if my mom would spank me, and now it's out. Everyone knows my mom.
You mean as you get older, like the effect is diminished?
Because you've got more buttock.
Right.
You know,
it becomes painful for the parent. My mom had to switch to using a wooden spoon.
Okay.
A wooden spoon, because it was easier on her hand. And then it broke over my younger brother's butt.
Did you have to present the spoon to her?
No. It was like you heard the drawer open and you were like, oh man, I gotta behave myself for the next like 10 seconds.
Bad boy's choice.
Joseph, I am disappointed with how you behaved at your 21st birthday celebration last night.
All my friends were there. I just wanted to impress them.
You consumed an irresponsible amount of liquor. You came home. And when I answered the door, you had words that hurt my feelings.
Mom, I'm sorry if I'm a literature major. I'm sorry if I'm using big words now around the house.
You said, forsooth, out of my way, wench. Yeah. Is that any way to speak to your mother?
Ma, you're focusing too much on the forsooth, I believe, is what you're having issue with.
Get the spoon.
No.
Young man, if you're under my roof, you'll live by my rules, and you'll go in that kitchen and get that wooden spoon.
I would like to express a moment of indignation right now, Mom.
Oh, you can't weasel word your way out of this punishment.
Encyclopedia.
You know onomatopoeias drive me up the wall.
Well, Ma, you're going to have to get used to it, because you know what I'm going to be when I graduate next summer session?
What?
I'm going to be an English teacher.
You don't. Take that back.
Yeah, there's going to be words all over the wall.
That's it. You get the letter? Rubber spoon. You no! get the rubber spoon.
No. My butt is not yours for the spankering anymore.
Your butt came out of me. And until you leave this house, until you become this English teacher you claim that you'll be molding and warping young minds, I'll have my vengeance upon your tush, mister.
Mom.
Listen, I'll get it myself.
No. Fine. I'll get you a proper spanking utensil, okay?
Okay.
Just, you're probably not going to like it.
What?
Well, it's a big
what?
Spatula!
You son of a gun!
Hey, Grandpa.
How's it going, Carl?
I got you your favorite baseball cards, post-baseball cards.
Like the cereal brand. I love my post-cereal brand baseball cards. I've been collecting them since I was a wee one.
They're hard to get. I had to special order them through eBay.
You used the web?
I used the web, yes.
You didn't go down to Nicky's? I got all my cards from Nicky's.
Grandpa, Nicky's has been closed for 20 years.
Oh. That's exactly when the market for cards died. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You invested in cards today is what you're saying.
I bought some cards.
Wow, this was a terrible investment of your money. I appreciate the thought, but I've taught you so much better than this.
Oh.
Well, you really have to diversify.
You're saying these cards are worthless?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying to you. I'm saying that you ordered some worthless things off the internet.
Carl, look, I'm only telling you this because I'm your friend, all right? But I'm telling you, this sushi, it may be 50% off, but it is prime and it is price to move.
No shit.
Yes, shit. And I swear, I could have brought the sushi to any of my friends. But Carl, you are my bosom buddy, and I want to hook a friend up.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me the sushi. We got some salmon in there.
Hey, Carl Sr., just in case those kids, your kids come up to you and they say anything about the internet, you can't trust it.
I don't trust it.
Well, you don't trust
it? I don't trust the internet.
Yeah.
I tried talking to it once.
You did?
Yeah. It was like you had to type. I don't type to people. I talk to people.
Talk, right?
I'll give them a phone call.
Yeah. What are we, ASL, talking with our fingers? No.
No.
Talking with the words.
Word talkers.
Word talkers.
That's what I am.
Carl Sr.
Okay. Oh yeah, just go in there, and just scoop a whole bunch of the good sushi off the top. The stuff at the bottom is a little, it's a little ripe right
about
now.
Oh my god, boy, this smells!
Here, just take this clothespin and put it on. It's great. That's free. The clothespin is free of charge.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you.
Nah, you probably want to get it home before the ice melts. All right.
Oh my god, this is gross and worth mutts.
Yeah, I'll take those big bills. All right, thank you.
That is a beautiful piece. That will go to auction. We could probably get a lot of money for that. The thing is, the 10-minute countdown's almost up. We're getting into that golden moment where we really need to build that hype on it, or else it'll just be worthless, completely worthless, and no one will learn anything from these.
Do you want me to dance around and talk with a pirate accent?
Well, I was thinking, it's a fine china. I was thinking maybe, I don't know, maybe you, do you have any information you could give us about it? It's, I meant like talk it up.
Oh.
Informationally speaking.
From what I understand, this china is prime china. It's like the tremendous china. It's excellent china, the best fine china that you could find in the world, from what I've been told.
Oh, okay. This all just sounds like normal babble about china. I mean, like, has a king used it? Has a Meiji put some kind of curse on it?
Kings would love to get their hands on this china. From what I understand and what I've been told, that kings would love to get their... And magis?
Look, I really appreciate what you're doing here, but I just want to let you know, I'm not going to bid on this until there's like 20 seconds left. I mean, why would I? I'd just be raising the price on myself.
Didn't you hear that kings would like this? And magi probably have cast spells on it. Doesn't that not excite something in you?
Yeah, no, it's great. I totally want it. But if I just bid now, somebody else will bid higher.
Yeah, but then if you don't bid, the price won't really go up as fast as we need it
to. I know. It's great. Oh. I have like a rider truck full of crap from this estate sale. It is great. I think I spent like $47.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
You know, you guys could have put like minimum bids on there, right? I mean, I bought an entire King Louis XIV chair for $2.17. How great is that?
Yeah, no, I remember that one. That one hurt a lot.
We spent near $3,000 on this one plate alone.
Yeah, well, I actually only came over here because you spelt it Chnia, Chnia. You misspelled it on the sign. Classic. Everybody's looking for China. Nobody's looking for Chnia.
Oh man, that was me. That was me, Eric. I'm sorry, man. Oh, God.
That's all right. Oh. You're going to bid? Please, God.
Just put a bid. Come on.
I kind of have to pee. I'm back.
So the 21st birthday party last night, did you get a goodie bag on the way out?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
You didn't?
Yeah, I did. It's just, what was in yours?
Oh, I don't know. I have it right here, but I didn't open it up yet. I've been like super busy.
I mean, I think mine has a dick chunk.
Oh, a what? A dick chunk? Like a chunk of a dick?
It looks like a chunk of a dick. Oh, it looks like a dick chunk.
Oh my God, let me open mine up. I'm really nervous now.
I know, right?
It's like, do I open it slowly? Because I'm fearing it, or do I?
Rabbi, you had that bat mitzvah, that bris last night. Did you get it?
So, what's the big deal?
Did you get a bris bag on the way out?
I gave the bris bags.
Yes. Well, did you open? I opened the bris bag and I found a little vial of alcohol. It was just a little, like, a happy 21st, here's some alcohol type of bris bag that you gave.
You're welcome.
No, oh, but God, there's like blood on it. It's like dry.
I know. I saw mine. Yeah. At first, I was like, okay, I guess this it was picked out for me. But then I was kind of like worried that it was picked out for me. Now I'm worried they gave it out to everybody.
Oh God,
Rabbi. Like,
yes. Wait. Where did the chunk of penis go?
Wait. What? There's just a bunch of it smells like puke. Just a bag full of puke and mini alcohols. What do you mean? Was someone eating a penis chunk?
There was the chunk of your kid's penis supposed to be in there.
What?
Do you think if we hold them together, they come from like the same dick?
Oh God! Like, you think they're different?
I think this is like a dick puzzle.
Oh God!
This is like a big dick puzzle.
God, they do fit.
They fit so well.
But where's the rest of the puzzle?
Well, how many other people were there? How many bags were there?
Well, there's Jackie, Fred, and Lou. I haven't seen any of them all day.
Oh, man.
We gotta take a picture and send it to them. Group text.
Group text of dick chunks?
All right, I sent it.
Now we wait.
He just sent me a chunk of dick pic.
He sent you a chunk of dick pics?
No.
Like a bunch of them? Just grouped together? Like, oh, that's such a hassle. It just climbs up your inbox.
Ugh.
He's such a jerk.
No. Ugh. It's a chunk of dick pics. A chunk of dick pic.
I care. I'm not.
You don't understand. Maybe I should just show it to you.
A chunk of dick.
Oh.
Why? Why? It looks like a shark attack.
Is he trying to tell me it was in a shark attack?
Wait. Did he like cut, like, who's the guy that cut his ear off for love?
Van Gogh?
Van Gogh. Is he Van Goghing you? Van Foreskinning?
Oh, you think this was out of depression or love?
Well, I mean, you guys have been dating for 2 weeks. I figured this is like time you got to step it up. It's starting to get like stale.
It's a bit much.
A bit much?
It's
he loves you too much. Girl, I can't even get a date, and that's too much love for you.
All right, sure. Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, I would.
Did you not put any text on the text? It just sent the dick chunk photo and it didn't say anything?
Well, I did. What context? What context can you possibly put in that?
Did you get a dick chunk in your bag last night?
Just why didn't you send it if there are all these like stipulations about the right way to send that out?
Because you had your phone out. You took your phone out.
All right, okay. I'll send a follow-up. By the way, I pulled this out of my sack.
Oh, he pulled this out of his sack. This is real.
He wants to have a baby. What is your problem? I would gnaw on the opportunity.
Wait, gnaw? No.
Yeah,
no,
I would.
No, this is not normal.
Not normal. Yeah, do you know what year it is?
Yes.
Well, you got those horrible phrasing. Why did you let me send that?
I mean, you're the one who takes classes with him. You brought me to his party. You're an English major. I thought it was what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, if this was a WordPress blog, I would have eloquently outlined, had some black and white photos, like some romantic prose about it. But I can't condense my genius to one text message.
Don't you have like a filter? Don't you use one of those filters?
No, it's not Instagram. I can't just filter my language. What do you have? Do you have a filter that does that?
Well, yeah, I have it. Here, let me take
a, I don't know,
a photo.
Maybe I'll just, all right, so I'll just send him a picture of my weird wart toe. Long toe with a wart on it. Why don't I just to compare,
it's not about what's a weirder, it's about showing your love and affection. You got to cut that toe off with the wart and all.
That's really stepping it up.
Do you not love it? You guys have been dating for 2 weeks. You should know if it's true love or not.
You're my best friend.
I don't understand how this fits in with our two pieces. It's just, it looks, oh God. Oh God, no, is that a toe with the wart on it?
Oh, thank God.
I would like to bring this sushi back. You guys sold it to me, Carl Sr. It seems that there's a tip of a penis where the raw fish should be. I want my money back.
Oh,
and I want to uneat the chunk of penis that I did swallow down.
Well, when you remove that dick chunk from your mouth and your belly and return it to us, I will return your money. You can't just come in here and be like, I had the pleasure of taking down this dick chunk and ate it, and now that it's in my belly, I want my money back. No,
Do you have trouble with intonation? Do I need to ASL you right now and explain that I did not enjoy it? It was not pleasurable. And the fact that you're saying this makes it sound like you did this on purpose. This was intentional? Human foreskin chunks. This was intentional? You're just looking at each other. You're not looking at me.
I mean, what type of foreskin would you have preferred?
None.
No.
Zero of the foreskins. No, you said fish.
You
fish skin.
You want a fish dick chunk.
No. No. What? No. The only acceptable answer is like, yes, I'll give you your money back. You probably wanted fish skin. Maybe foreskin, we got that mixed up.
You want like some cloaca?
What's cloaca?
It's the hole that has everything. It's the all exit.
Everything. The all one exit?
Yeah.
It's some prime cloaca.
I don't, is this even...
I can give you some alligator cloaca.
No, Joe, I don't want more chunks of penises to make up for my not wanting any penises.
There's penis and ass in the cloaca.
Okay, well, that doesn't make it...
So you want more?
No, none. Am I not getting my money?
You want a whole dick?
I don't... Stop that. I do not want a whole dick. Does any...
Well, why did you only take a piece if you want the whole thing?
It was wrapped in my one singular piece of sushi that I happened to eat the first one. And then when I got to that second one, I was like, wait a minute. That tasted a lot like someone I know.
So I grew up in New Hampshire. And this is all over the place, not just in New Hampshire. But like a lot of the old, if you go for a walk in the woods, you'll see little stone walls all over the place. And those are kind of like the old boundary lines for where properties were. And, I heard once that they were kind of like also for fences for animals, but I don't really think that's true because pretty much any animal could just like jump over this little rock. It's not like it's keeping anything in. But I'm pretty sure it was like, you know, before they had surveying equipment and things like that to know when somebody's property in, there'd be these stone walls. And, you know, they'd be a couple feet tall and a couple feet wide. But the thing that always blew my mind is it's like no matter where we went, like you would always see them. Like there was this mountain near where my parents grew up and we would hike it all the time. And like up on the side of this mountain, like way up near the top, these boundary lines like go all the way up there the whole entire time. And you're like, somebody like literally carried these huge rocks up this place to drop them down. Just be like, this is mine. Like, don't cross over this boundary line.
Is it still behind us?
I'll take a look. It's hard to see. It's kind of foggy. I think, I'm not sure.
Oh God. Everywhere I go, this thing is right. It's right there. It's right behind me. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I have a bad allergy to cats, and this cat's just following me everywhere I go.
Oh.
How do you get rid of a cat?
Well, I mean, you do, you are made of catnip entirely. I don't know.
I am made of catnip. Like
you are made of it in that you bathe in it and you eat it. It's just a big part of your diet and part of your life. It's just
I like the quality food that they pack in there. It's low sodium. It's all pretty much organic and it's a healthy little snack. And I'm sorry if I like to eat healthy.
No, you don't have to apologize to me. I'm just trying to tell you.
That's why cats live so long.
No, that you think catnip is why cats are known to have 9 lives?
Well, yeah, you get 9 lives in a cat year is like 7 human years. For every one of my years, I get like 7 more years.
Okay, you're just making up facts about cats right now. You did like very little research, it seems like. And
well, there's been one following me for days. Why would I have to do research?
Oh, you can just suss it out based on him following you? I just thought that it was just a cat on our journey here, but You didn't want it to follow us.
Whoa, men. I see you have brought many things with you. Could you pay a token to cross this bridge? I see you have a friend following you as well.
Yeah, that's Goebbels.
I wouldn't call him a friend.
Well, he's Goebbels. I named him. He's been with us for a while now.
Goebbels, yes. Hello, Goebbels. Like Goebbels is really taking a shining to your flesh.
Well, yeah. I've got great skin. I moisturize, I exfoliate, I go through an entire routine every morning.
You see, that's what it is. It's the he thinks the catnip does that, but it's you do the other skincare. That's why your skin looks so good. And you eat healthy.
Oh, I don't
That's know. Why you're so healthy.
Bathing in catnip sounds like a fool's errand, but You have your reasons.
Listen here, you like droopy skinned, pop-marked token taker. What are you saying to me right now?
Well, I'm saying that seems like a really...
Look at your complexion. You're hideous.
I don't see any cats following him.
No.
It is a rough job standing here in the hot sun.
Oh, yeah. Don't you have a sunblock?
Sunblock?
You didn't bring any sunblock?
No, I don't.
You're working the sun, taking tokens across the bridge, man.
Yes. I don't want chemicals on my body.
I don't know. You're just kind of freaking me out a little bit. Do you like work for the parks department, or are you just posting up here and just requesting? Are you like kind of begging but giving us a nominal like service in exchange?
Pay the toll. I can play a violin if you care to hear it.
Do you think we can just jump over this creek?
I mean, it's
not very big.
Yeah.
I don't think Goebbels will make it, though, which is good for me.
No, I totally get what you're saying, okay? I was underneath the bridge, and these three goats came up today, right? And they were like, we are the three Billy Goats Gruff. And I said, in the English language, that's an odd use of an adjectival word. You know, put it at the end, I'd be like, I am the troll... I can't even understand. Like, that sentence diagramming is awful, right? And it's like, I feel like we get no respect anymore as the toll takers, as the token takers, as the last bastion of where you can and can't go.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like as if people are finding us to be so medieval.
Yeah, exactly. Profession. Right? I'm sorry. Where do you think, order comes from in the land? If people were going willy-nilly from thicket to thicket, it would be chaos.
It would be complete chaos, and people would have no appreciation for authority.
Absolutely not. And by the way, your skin is neither fallow nor pockmarked, all right? You're a man who's seen the world. You've been to Malaysia.
I've been to Malaysia.
Right? These idiots, they wouldn't know wisdom if it hit them in the face.
Well, okay, I guess it's my turn to talk. I've been trying to get a job for a long time now. I feel like I'm getting kind of typecasted for the jobs. I applied to be a clerk at Fifth Avenue. They wouldn't hire me. Mm-hmm. I tried to get a job even at a fine restaurant. It's the Saks Offshoot, Off Saks. Off Saks. It's delicious. But the only job that came through was a bridge toll booth. And I didn't want to say anything at the interview, but it seemed like they're just basing it off of my race, you know? And
yeah, right.
Like, they see a couple warts on the face and right, boom, right there. They're just, oh, you belong at the bridge. Don't let anyone pass here without paying a toll.
Don't they realize that melanoma can affect people of all classes and creeds?
Right. Plus the toll booth, right, is a paradigm totally antithetical to what we normally do, right? It's on a throughway where people are meant to go through. Right. We're the last bastion for when people are trying to go where they shouldn't. Right?
We're keeping, keeping them out.
It's like they don't even understand your whole, the whole basis of your being.
You guys should not be complaining. You guys have it so good. Like, when I went for a job, they took my photo, came out blurry again. They were like, oh, you're not even a real thing. You're just a guy in a suit. And I'm like, no, I'm a real thing. I'm a Sasquatch. And they were like, I thought it was a Yeti. I thought it was an abdominal snowman. I thought it was Bigfoot. I was like, no. All those are racial terms. So I went for a job. I couldn't get it because I couldn't take my photo because it came out blurry. And then they started dropping racial terms at me. At least you guys can get work.
I guess I didn't think about it that way.
I didn't either, man. I thought, I was just so tunnel vision on my own thing. And
how do your shoes feel? Pretty good, because I can't buy any. None fit. Ever.
Oh, you got a top. I don't even wear shoes.
Yeah, those are like men's Toms. Those look awesome.
Yeah.
You know, when I bought these, they sent another massive pair to a kid somewhere in a on another country. Yeah. That's why I bought the Toms.
Yeah,
I'm a global citizen.
I got called Bigfoot my whole life.
Was that even offensive to you? That's offensive to me.
He's kind of bragging a little bit. It doesn't seem like you have any problems. I don't know why you came.
Oh, I'm a troll. And I got called Bigfoot.
I grew into it, but for kids ragged. Oh, man.
Not cool.
Is that all right if I get a picture with you?
I mean, you can try. You can try. It doesn't...
Oh, no.
Oh.
I saw it. It was there. I was just sitting here on the lake, and it was there. That was a monster. It just came out of that lake. It looked like a brontosaurus.
Calm down, Uncle George. Calm down.
I feel like I'm fairly calm.
Uncle George, there weren't any monsters there. Not that I have seen. Not that I'm doubting you.
Uncle George, you saw a monster?
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff.
This is so scary.
It was huge.
Oh,
just
no.
Just came out of there. Yeah. I was eating some haggis. It fell on the ground out of shock. I was in shock.
Was it a nice monster?
I don't know. I didn't get to engage it. I didn't get to ask its thoughts on climate change.
Why wouldn't you ask it? You talked to everyone about climate change.
It disappeared. It disappeared, Jeff. And your dad
went under the water.
Your dad doesn't even believe it existed.
Well, now look what you're doing to Jeff. You're putting ideas in his head, and he's already afraid of not afraid. He loves monsters. The kid loves monsters.
I like monsters.
Are you afraid of things that are obviously right in front of you and happening, like climate change and also that monster?
Okay.
Because, you know, you can deny it all you want, but there is evidence and facts to back it up. Fact.
Your
average temperature has been raising over the years. Fact. Something made me spill my haggis.
Look, Dad, those both are both real.
Listen to Jeffy.
It's
Jeffy, not Jeffy.
It's Jeffrey.
Thank you for coming to speak with us, the Enquirer magazine people. We're trying to get clout back up. We heard your story and
unbelievable, right?
Yeah. Could we need more details. So you were having a haggis. It was completely unfallen off of your lap.
Unfallen. It was fully intact. Yeah. Right on my lap. Like a perfectly good haggis.
Right. And then suddenly, perhaps inexplicably, it was not?
Right. Well, can I tell you what happened?
Please do.
In the interim.
Other things happened.
I was looking out over the lake.
Oh.
And it looked like a brontosaurus had popped out.
Oh.
Like an animal right out of there. I was so aghast. Plop.
Oh. Okay.
Haggis in the pine needles.
Haggis in the pine. Okay. Oh, see, here at Enquirer,
what?
We kind of already did. We did the brontosaurus in the sea. Thing already?
Oh, did you do the brontosaurus in the sea?
We covered that. We exposed it. We just need
as real. You exposed it as real.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So it's
as real as Enquirer can legally get. Yeah.
I don't. What does that mean?
It.
What does that mean? You're implying that your opinions aren't valid.
Do you know burlesque?
The style?
The style, yeah.
Yes.
It's more about the suggestion of, you know what's under there. There are naked bits and pieces under there. Certainly there are, right?
Well, I would like the suggestion of the haggis back in my lap.
Okay, so that's what we want to focus on. That haggis. Now, it was on your lap.
You know, I'm done. This interview is bunk.
Whoa.
If I had known you were going to come in here and try to, you know, totally discredit me. And, you know,
we're not discrediting. You wore the stains are still on your pants. That much is certain.
You're pandering.
I'm not. We wouldn't pander here at Enquirer magazine. We are above that. Please, you are insulting.
Did you see this headline?
Yeah.
Unfallen haggis goes fallen.
It's hard to believe.
I mean, I believe this is real.
But it's so far-fetched.
I swear to God, I know a guy who told me that he had an unfallen haggis.
Yeah.
That fell.
No.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. And it was entirely traumatic. He's never been the same.
I could imagine.
Then my Bobby said he went into the place and there was just haggises all over the ground. So, you know, Bobby's as truthful as the day is long. So why would Bobby be lying a thing about that?
Bobby couldn't possibly be lying about something like that. So numerically,
it's got to be true. It's got to be true.
Oh, how could it not be? How much? Like, are we in the tens or in the hundreds?
What is this world coming to?
Someone to pick me up. I was dropped a while ago. Hello. Brontosaurus guy. I never knew being a fallen haggis would be so hard. Oh god. Is that a cat? Oh god, I hate cats.
We haven't seen your cat in a long time. Where did it go? It seems like your problem's been solved.
It's probably when we just walked through the river and like knocked my scent off.
Probably. I don't think it was. I think it when we went to that shady restaurant on the edge of the lock.
What?
Yeah, the one where you eat haggis off the floor after that whole big thing happened with that whole like haggis on the lap, not on the lap thing happened.
No, man, you need to learn the difference. You know, correlation is not causation.
I don't know. This seemed a little, well.
You think I go near some gross ass haggis on the ground with that kitty behind me and it just disappears and you think those are related?
I have a inkling to suspect such a thing. I mean, tell me, if you see haggis on the floor and you see just a random smattering of trash on the floor, could you really tell a difference?
Me?
Yeah, like you personally? Yeah, you personally.
Ah, God. Can't say that with certainty. No.
Okay. And you think a cat maybe would be able to differentiate?
Maybe.
Maybe.
They have cat senses.
Now you're making up more stuff about cats.
No, look.
They're
okay.
Not magical beings.
You know why there's not Cat Olympics? Because they tried to do cat gymnastics and every cat landed every trick at 10. 10 every cat's landing because cats never don't land on their feet. It was the most boring Olympics ever.
Okay,
that's another cat fact.
that one that makes sense.
We only got one gold medal for every event, but every single one did flawlessly. They all tied. What do we do? We have one gold medal.
This seems like a bogus event.
What do you mean? It's gymnastics.
Yeah, but it's all evened out.
This is so...
We wasted our life.
Being a cat gymnastics judge is not a waste of a life. I can't believe you would say such a thing.
Well, I studied the wrong thing.
Look at me. Look me in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Wake up.
Yes.
Okay.
Ow.
I'm sorry. Did some sense come back into you yet?
I just don't see any future in this profession.
Cats live longer than men. When we're dead, the cats are going to be here.
But not specific cats. You mean like the... You mean cats are going to live the human race?
Yes.
Thank you for speaking with the Inquirer magazine. I know we have a bad rap. We're trying to turn that all around. But you guys are all the gold-giving judges for the Cat Olympians.
Correct.
Yeah?
That would be us.
That's you and you?
Yes, correct.
Wow, okay. This is kind of like a big step for us to get in like the world of reality. I know we have trouble with that sometimes and people... Give us a lot of crap for that, but that whole Haggis Gate thing that happened.
Ooh, that was brutal.
That was you guys?
Yeah, we didn't mean it to be. It just kind of got out of our.
I mean, how did you not know?
Out of your laps?
Yeah, it kind of fell through the
fingers. How did you not know from the get go that it's preposterous?
I don't know. We like to keep an open mind. an inquirer as you may.
I heard it was one of those climate change loons that came with that story. So, you know, maybe you should have done your research.
Okay, well, we don't believe in that, so. Yeah.
Research?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyways. Well, thanks for talking with me. Mm-hmm. Very big of you. We just want to make sure we heard that one of the cats actually didn't land.
Yeah, Oscar Catstorius.
So he... Mm-hmm.
He didn't have all four cat legs.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them were
robotic.
Robotic,
yeah. They were like little clear ones.
And I just noticed he was the only one to not get gold. You kind of held that against him.
We have a tradition of excellence I need to maintain. So.
That was the first time we ever gave out a silver. That was a harsh. How did that
make you feel?
I mean, I felt pretty good. Silver is less expensive than gold, so we
we
saved a little money.
We don't get any sponsors, so we have to chip in for all these medals.
So just the three of you are kind of funding.
We rent the space.
We're the cat. We're the International Cat Olympic Committee. We rent it from Frank's mom in her basement, but we have a real website and a real phone number. And a fax machine that'll
call
get
you
to
pick
us.
Up. Wow. Yeah. I should have done some more research. This is
so we are a legitimate business.
Okay.
www.catioc.com.
Catioc.
Yeah. Okay. .com.
Oh, .com. Wow.
This might be our last Cat Olympics because my great grandpapa's money he left me is now dry. So
what? It's dry.
What?
This is
that,
juicy.
That wet suitcase of money is dried out.
There's nothing left in that suitcase.
But you said we could look at Bora Bora for next time around.
Yeah.
You wait till now to you wait till now.
I actually just paid for a semester's tuition to study nursing, to go into nursing.
You son of a bitch. How do
Ow. So I've never had any pets, but I have allergies, whatever. Anyway, I used to get the paper, and
I've heard of that.
Yeah, the newspaper. It's not a big thing these days.
When were you a kid?
But we stopped getting it because obviously if you're gonna read a news story, you either read it online or watch TV. But I love doing the crossword puzzle, and I got pretty good at them, and I got like a crossword dictionary to kind of like help, and it's basically just a big cheat. It's like this clue comes up this often, and like for every single opera or not opera, for every single play question that was ever asked, I would put Cats for the answer.
I like the musical.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it only like worked for the four letter ones. So like sometimes I was just like add S's. So I would always, that would always stump me. So that's my story.
License and registration, please.
Oh, sure, officer. Here we go.
You look a little nervous.
Oh, I'm not nervous. I'm just late.
Oh, okay. Well, try not to take too much time. Just take that from you.
You need the whole license?
Sir, is this your legal name?
Mm-hmm.
Your first name is legally Elias, and then the S's just go off the edge of your license?
Yes, Elias.
Sir, that is ridiculous.
What?
I don't know how you expect me to believe that this could possibly be your given name.
Could you
step out of the car, please?
Oh, not again.
Yeah, please. Keep your hands where you can see them.
I'm really not a threat. All right.
I'll decide that. All right. How many S's? All right. I'm going to quiz you now. How many S's are in your name?
12.
Nope. There's only 7 on here. Granted, it ends at the edge of the license. So you're saying this isn't your legal name?
My name goes further than...
Than what?
Than that card. It couldn't fit enough S's on that card.
Are you saying you hate the United States government? Is that what you're saying
I'm
right
not,
now?
No, I'm not saying that.
Was the government's ID not sufficient for your weird long name?
No, I love this country.
Prove it.
It's always a pain in the ass, though.
Say the Pledge of Allegiance backwards right now.
I can't.
Wrong.
All right, class. Now let's maybe state the alphabet all together, okay?
Won't you sing with me?
That's the one.
Oh, that's the one right here?
That's the man who spit in my face.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We were running in the same direction. There was a tornado. I spit and it whirled around and hit him in the face.
You were running at him.
I was there.
You saw?
It was a tornado. Why am I in trouble?
It was no tornado. There was a microburst.
It's a microburst. A microburst is able to grab your spit, pull it back from whence it came, and redirect it into my boy's face?
Yeah. Why would I spit in his face on purpose?
Dad, there was tobacco in that spit.
That's why I had the spit. I was chewing tobacco.
Okay.
That was accurate.
That all was
there
accurate.
There was tobacco.
Thanks.
But it was a microburst. It's a strong localized wind, often confused with a tornado.
Oh,
I'm an amateur storm chaser.
You was just hanging outside me and my boy's place?
Well, yeah.
When the boys were playing?
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. You said you're a storm chaser?
Amateur.
Okay, so...
Not licensed.
All right, so as far as the micro burst goes, if it wasn't a storm, then you shouldn't have been chasing it.
I said it wasn't a tornado. I did not say it was not a storm.
Yes, but by definition, I don't believe microbursts are storms. I believe that...
Sir, you take that back.
I will not
take that. It's a localized low-pressure system with a large energy output accumulator over a small square footage. It's a storm!
So you're saying it's a tornado?
You son of a bitch! Tornado with a funnel cloud!
All I'm saying is the spitting landing on this boy's face seems like it was your fault. We didn't have any microbursts around here until you showed up.
What?
Are you chasing the storms or are the storms chasing you?
This is a preposterous question. You guys don't honestly believe this, right?
I don't know. It all is making a lot of sense.
He's making some sense.
Well, come on. Of course it makes sense. You thought the damn thing was a tornado a few seconds ago.
Hey, no need to question our intelligence.
Wow, you're really ripping
stupid,
into them now.
You stupid, ignorant locals. You know, maybe you deserve that tobacco spit in your face. Maybe we'll give you a little bit of comeuppance.
Anyone's going to spit tobacco in my boy's face, that's going to be his daddy. Oh, that's my job.
Yeah.
I don't need you coming in here trying to take my
job. Yeah, it looks like it's your only job, too.
Oh, I do other jobs. Someone's got to chew that tobacco. Someone's got to pull that snuff out the tin.
Dad, are you going to headbutt this guy or what?
I'm working up to it, son. I'm working up to it.
Don't headbutt me. Let me take my headlamp off first. This is halogen. You know, in case a really big thunderhead rolls through, it gets real dark.
Cumulonimbus, Cirrus, the guy's running again. Oh, are we going to chase him?
I think we should.
I mean, we chase these guys that look at storms. Storms. We're going to teach them that the storms are going to come for them.
I've got a whole belly full of water. I'm ready to pop out.
I saw you suck so much off that lake.
Mm.
Oh, man. I don't know
how. I'm just going to kind of get a little wispy up here. I don't think I'm much in the mood for chasing now.
What?
Nah, it's kind of fun.
I am so gassy. I'm just going to let it rip. I'm gonna blow so hard. I think we gotta go after this guy.
You think? Why do you think he's the one though?
Well, I mean, this isn't me. I'm not saying this. Huh? But he called you a microburst.
I'm just a cirrus cloud. I've never harmed nobody. I don't even threaten storms. I don't even a suggestion of a storm will come, and people just see me like, oh, that's kind of cool. Look at how like a bunch of little moons up there.
I know.
He said that about me?
About you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I could get so angry.
I caught that hot air going through and picked it up, and it's in my gut, ready to be blown out.
There's not much I could do anyhow. I'm just a whisper serious. What could I possibly do to that man?
You can slowly let UV radiation through and give him some skin cancer.
Just kind of make him think like it's a cloudy day, and then
It gets through you, like.
Yeah, because I don't do much. We established it.
I think we got to do something.
Us clouds do need to. We need to come together. I'm glad we had this come together.
At the very least, give him some freckles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So then you think he's like Irish or something? I heard they don't like the gingers down there. But up here, I'd accept them. If that ginger floated up here, I'd accept them into my little cloud moons to sit on it like that. DreamWorks.
I agree on that point.
You'd accept them up into one of our own?
We need gingers up here.
We sure do.
They get a hard life down there.
They don't know where to fit in down there. But up here, we all fit in.
Rick, I need you to take a look at this. I know the 5 o'clock, news and the weather on the 10s is coming up, and I just can't make any sense of this computer model. I've been scratching my head.
Yep.
Just look at this cloud formation.
Yeah. Did you refresh the screen? You probably
I hit F5. I hit F5. Again.
Huh.
F5. I even tried turning it off and turning it back on again.
Really? That just is literally a physical, as far as physics as we know it, and weather is concerned. That can't possibly. Those are three completely different cloud occurrences. Yeah. No possible way.
And they're all holding Miller Lite bottles. It looks like those clouds are just shooting the shit. I've never seen that.
Yeah. They never taught me that in reality school.
I have a low pressure line. Mm-hmm. I have a high pressure line I can put on the map for you.
Right, but
all right, but
I need
just where. What do I put for shooting the shit?
I don't know. How do I explain
just
that? I don't know.
Passing the time.
What is that? Some kind of like tobacco rain? Is that what's coming down?
It's unreal. It's ungodly.
Yeah,
we're coming up on weather on the tens, and we got a public
fart. We got to do something. Do you have any like school buses? Icons we could just throw up there, just confuse them a little.
Just
buy some time.
School bus icon.
Just drop the school bus thing. It confuses them for a minute.
Hey guys, we need you to stretch out the weather. Hopefully, you got something interesting to show us because we only have cats and haggis today. So better be something good.
Yeah. Sure. Great.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we'll stretch.
Sure thing, Pete.
Yep.
You're the producer. What Pete says goes.
Here we go. All right, Pete.
somebody let me through. There's just some weird weather out there, and I know all about it.
You need to pay a small fee to get through here.
You listen to me. I need to talk to the weatherman.
Look it.
I was a witness in a trial about weather.
A weather trial.
And now the weathermen need me.
Look it. Okay.
I've been chasing.
Okay, this is the
and
first.
They started chasing me back.
Okay, first off, I don't know how much I believe this story right now. Second of all, this is the first real non-bridge related job I've gotten in a long time. Now, you may not notice, but I am a troll. I need you to understand, I cannot let you in there. My one job is to not let.
Please?
Okay, I can't deny a please. Shit. That's troll code. Why you gotta bring that up now, man? This is a good gig I got going.
Who let this old man in here?
Sorry.
Somebody is going to be fired over this.
It wasn't me, Pete. I was trying to refresh the weather model.
Good. That better go on very soon.
Where I got.
I can tell you what was out there.
You're just a nobody. What are you?
What? You know, when you turn the headlamp off, it's so bright.
What do you mean I'm nobody?
You just walked into the studio.
You're the nobody.
Oh. Okay. He went to Vassar.
All right.
You produce the 2 a.m. news. Who watches the 2 a.m. news?
How dare you?
How dare I tell you what you do for a living?
A lot of people watch the 2 a.m. news, okay? There are people who were drunk and woke up.
Pete, calm down. What's in that brown paper sack? What is in that brown paper sack? Just calm down.
There is calm. There is...
Oh, okay.
Calm before the storm. That's what this is right now.
You get this man out of here.
What? We hired that troll for a reason. Look at me. Why do you expect me to get him out of here? Get the troll in here.
That troll was the only person here with a lick of intelligence. You people.
I was going to... All right, troll, get over here.
I'm a storm chaser, but you don't have to take that. You have a name. It says so right there on your name tag. He just calls you by what you are.
I was not born with a name. I had to pick this from a varying array of weather occurrences. My real name isn't Thunderstruck.
Wait a minute. Your name's not Troll? Or?
Thunderstruck.
Pete, is that a problem? Pete, 30 seconds to weather on the tents, Pete.
It's just like when I spend a lot of time by the bridge, you're waiting, you're just looking up at the clouds. And
here, let me look at this feed here. I just want to. What the fuck?
It looks like, you know, your brother man, he kind of ran off.
Pete, just put this guy up. Just put this guy up.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
He's already talking.
You gotta close your windows tonight. Board yourselves in, because it's gonna be a rough one out there. And there's gonna be some rain, some wind. The high pressure center, it's right over us.
He's nailing it.
It's right over us right now. You can see that by the school bus icon that's coming across the screen right now.
I told you it was a good choice.
This is good. And you know, just off topic, trolls are people too.
What? Trolls are not people.
That should be your new headline. You should buy a newspaper. Everybody turn off your TVs and go buy a newspaper. They've got crosswords in them.
That was beautiful.
Oh my God.
That was beautiful.
Why is everybody like clapping? Why are ratings going through the roof?
Pete, my ratings thermometer just broke. The top exploded.
Oh, God.
What are you going to tell them at your Vassar reunion?
I'm not going to my reunion.
I feel bad for you.
You can come hang out with me under the bridge.
Do you got snacks?
Under the bridge?
Mm-hmm.
And no, you're just waiting. Just waiting for food. That's your snack. Time alone, by yourself, lonely.
Sign me up.
And that's our podcast.
Representing the trolls of the world.